For CJLO News, I'm Sasha Thiemann. In local news, as the Quebec province prepares to ease some of its measures, the city of Montreal braced for the reopening of small businesses on Monday. This includes most retail stores as long as they have direct outdoor access. However, business will be very different from what it used to be. Many business owners will be requiring shoppers to wear masks and refrain from touching items as much as possible. Plexiglass shields will be installed at the register, and there will be hand sanitizing stations in each store's entrance. With the reopening of small businesses after nearly 2 months of closure, Montreal area public transit users are being handed out free masks to limit the spread of the novel coronavirus. In addition, dog parks have also reopened in Montreal. Dog walkers are expected to respect the social distancing guidelines by maintaining a 2-meter distance between others in the parks. As of May 29th, museums, libraries, and drive-in cinemas will receive the green light to gradually reopen throughout the province. Most Montreal museums have announced their reopening as of late June, including the Montreal McCord Museum on June 23rd and the Stewart Museum on June 25th. In national news, founder of Cirque du Soleil Guy Laliberté wants to buy back the internationally famed circus he created back in 1984. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the circus has had to suspend its operations, causing it to fall into a massive cluster of debt, owing more than $1.25 billion to creditors. The Quebec government has expressed interest in wanting to help Laliberté get his circus back up on its feet. In international news, Brazil became the country with the second highest number of COVID-19 cases in the world over the weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump has made the decision to halt all forms of travel to and from Brazil to prevent further spread of infection. The U.S. still stands at the top with the highest number of recorded cases and deaths due to the coronavirus. Memorial Day weekend marked a grim milestone for the United States as it marked 100,000 deaths lost to the COVID-19 pandemic. In other news, Rwanda has introduced 5 new robots to help in their fight against the coronavirus. The robots, which were donated to them by the United Nations Development Program, can perform a number of tasks, such as screen 150 people every minute for COVID-19 symptoms such as fever and dry cough. The East African country reported 314 cases of the virus since May 22nd. The Rwandan government hopes that these revolutionary robots will educate and limit healthcare workers' physical contact with patients that have contracted the virus. For more stories, visit cjlo.com/news.
Blood and blood, you rip them out. Cause and effect, act and consequence. As we sin, we begin to suffer. The higher we fly, the lesson to learn. In the end, all is within the grasp of our mind. Overcome or succumb, rise or fall further.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Message brought to you by CJLO. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, public health officials are calling for people to work from home, for self-isolation, and for social distancing. How else can you help during this time? Watch out for your friends and loved ones. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. If you use public transit, make sure to wash your hands before and after. When coughing or sneezing, cover your mouth and nose with a flexed elbow or tissue. Avoid touching your face, nose, eyes, etc. For more information on keeping your community safe, visit solidarityacrossborders.org.
Oh, hello everybody. It is that time again for, well, you know, good things in this weird time that we're living in, the Backstreet Boys reunion tour that's going on. And yesterday was a very good day outside, actually. And that's I spent the day majority of the outside with my girlfriend, Cassandra, who's probably listening right now. Hello, how are ya? And what you just heard before was Presence of Mind from Dynasty, from the newest album, The Dark Light, and Illumishade from the newest album, Ecliptic Wake of Shadows. And Between the Bear and Me's remaster of their self-titled debut album, which came out a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's pretty darn good. But also, if you're tuning in now thinking, like, who's talking right now? And, you know, you're wondering why who's talking. Well, my name is Phil. I host Heard on the Darkness on CJLO 1690 AM from 1 to 2 p.m. every single Wednesday. And that's, we're broadcasting live from home. Well, the first time I tried to do it, well, it was a complete utter disaster, and it was really, really bad. But things to be are slowly, you know, smoothly going here right now, which is pretty darn good. I really like the fact how, you know, I was just tuning in before to see how the levels were and everything like that. But everything seems fine. You know, I got this program that I'm broadcasting live home from, so it's all good. It's all good, and I'm very happy about that. So, I don't know about you guys, but I've been listening to a lot of music as of late, you know, going on walks and stuff like that. And today is actually a very good day to do so, to go on a walk, because it could be like 34 degrees. So, I'm going to listen to more music, I think, later on today when I do that. And yeah, but honestly, let's get into some new chunk of music that we have for you guys right now on the show. And we're going to play some CanCon right now because, you know, we had to play some CanCon. And I have four new CanCon things for you guys to listen to. We're going to play some new Junk Owl, some new Ash Breather, and as well some new Algorithm, which, you know, well, they've released stuff over the last couple of weeks. So we're going to do that right now, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. Keep it loud and locked here in quarantine. We're going to play From the Sky from Protest to Hero from their newest album, Pestilence, which is coming out on June 5th or 15th. I don't know. I can't tell what dates anymore. A day feels like an entire year for me. So, anyways, let's do this. CJLO 1690 AM.
Biggest things that I cannot remember. things that I cannot forget about when I'm alone in bed. A picture might make my memory better. No matter how much I might regret, the fact it gets into my head. So take my picture, I'm decomposing. Make it a solemn silhouette. 'Cause this time is no different. It might help you not forget my feeble voice. So take my picture as I burn and print it out for all to see. Because words are wind, but image impacts our collective memory. Don't take my picture. Cause this time is no different. It might help you not.
far off land, across the sea, across the sand. I've set my sights on a far off land, across the sea, across the sand. I've set my sights on a far off land, across the sea, across the sand. I've set my sights on Tortuga!
On Sonics, your weekly dose of indie rock, post-punk, power pop, shoegaze, noise pop, post-hardcore, math rock, and anything else with loud guitars. Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690. Bring your earplugs and your emotional issues.
The Depot and NDG is currently providing emergency food baskets to people in the area with financial difficulty. If you and your family are struggling to afford food, you can sign up for the program if you live in the following postal codes: H3X, H3Z, H4A, H4B, H4X, H4W, and H8R. That's H3X, H3Z, H4A, H4B, H4X, H4W, and H8R. If you are having trouble affording food at this time and would like a basket, go to depotmtl.org or call 514-483-4680 to sign up today.
CJLO 1690 AM. Welcome back to Turn on the Darkness, your Wednesday Metal Menace. I'm your host, Phil, and it's currently about quarters of the way of the show done. And what you just heard before was a Tortuga from Ailstorm. And I do say so, that's probably like their answer to like most EDM like metal songs that are out right now. And that's I saw some people that says like this has Eurovision potential. I kind of do see that in a way, but knowing that Eurovision probably won't happen this year because of the Backstreet Boys reunion tour, but it's unfortunate, but still they should totally get a notion for that song, because it's super duper good. And prior to that was Grim Down from Mistress from the Glory of Dog album, which was released in 2008. I thought it was a new release, but it was released in 2008. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird, but still, it's very good song, very thrashy and sludgy, very good stuff, very very good stuff. And prior to that too was Collections from Algorithm and Dying to Live from the self-titled Ashray Their record, which came out last month, and it's fantastic. And Quarantine Us All from Junk Owl, which, by the way, I know Andrew said this on his show. This album was written, like, last year, and I don't know if there was any intention at all if this was totally related to what's going on currently right now, you know, with that song and stuff like that. So I just find that kind of weird how, you know, the song title is called Quarantine Us All. We're all kind of just in quarantine right now, so it's just kind of ridiculous if you ask me. So yeah, but overall that album is super solid. It's Making Out With My Death, which is coming out on June 5th, and it's gonna be really good. I've already listened to it. It's fantastic. You guys should totally check it out on your radar once it comes out. It's gonna be very good. I'm gonna play some more new stuff for you guys. That's been on my radar, actually, like the new Aether Realm album. I'm going to play something new off that album because it's super good. I'm going to play She's Back from Redneck Vikings from Hell right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Drawbridge! Keys, wastrels,
anyways, hope you guys enjoyed the show today. See you guys all live next week again. This was very good today. I'm very happy that it went very well. See you guys all next week.